Would you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for this glorious day, for this opportunity to be here as a body of Christ on the Spring Creek. Open the hearts and minds of my brothers and sisters, that as we hear your word, as we sit in awe and wonder of your greatness and your mercy and your love, that you open us up and you pour your Holy Spirit into us, that we might be bold disciples in the year to come. And all of God's people said, amen. So I looked at the lectionary for this passage, for this Sunday, and I didn't like any of the scriptures, you know. And so I thought about this past year, the last couple weeks, and I thought, what do Spring Creek need to hear? What do I need to hear, God? So I listened the last couple weeks about what to talk about today, and this scripture just kept coming to mind. And the more it came to mind, the more I kept thinking about who we are at Spring Creek. Who we are as God's children. And so here we are, exactly 1 week after Christmas. And you know what? I bet some of us have already moved on from Christmas. Without raising your hand, you don't want to call anybody out, but how many people have already taken their Christmas tree down, put their Christmas tree decorations away, and are already looking towards the new year, right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's nothing wrong with that at all. But I don't want us to get past this idea of Christmas just being in December, or a couple days that we celebrate the gift of the light coming in the world, that God came to us in the form of a child to dwell among us, to put on flesh, to experience life the way we experience life. God loves us so much that God became one of us. To me, that is the Christmas story. So I've been thinking about what's been going on in the world and the chaos and the uncertainty of the places that's going on in the world, but also the joy and the excitement of new births and new life, weddings and anniversaries and birthdays, baptisms, and the joy and then the darkness that all of us experience in our lives. And one thing that keeps coming back to my mind is that God is in that darkness just as much as God is in the light, the good things in our lives. The light of Christ shines in the darkness no matter what. And the light of Christ shines whenever we're doing whatever God calls us to do, right? There are things and situations in our lives that are great, and we recognize that God is among us. And there are things that are in our lives where the darkness may creep in. And we also need to recognize that God is in those also in this coming year, the good and the bad. But I personally believe that if we seek Jesus in every circumstance and in every instance in our lives, then we are experiencing Christmas every day. We experience Christmas all year long. We experience Christmas each and every time we breathe because we have Jesus with us wherever we go. So this morning I want to talk about that. I want to talk about this idea of Christmas, what it truly means to us as individuals, what it means to us as Spring Creek, and what does Christmas mean to us in the coming new year, right? Where might the light of Christ shine in your life this new year? Maybe in your marriage, maybe in your school or in your workplace. Where might the light of Christ shine for us as the body of Christ, known as Spring Creek? Here in the sanctuary, out in ministry and mission, with the youth and with the children, taking it to the streets on a Saturday night. Where will the light of Christ shine for us? The very light of Christ that shines up in our very own lives. I want us to think about that this upcoming year. What all this has in common for us. And when I think about that, when I think about the very light of Christ, and I think about the coming new year, I have to read that scripture again. I was hungry and you gave me food to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothes to wear. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. Then those who are righteous will reply to him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? When did you see us as a stranger and welcome you, or naked and give you clothes to wear? And when did we see you sick or in prison, and did we visit you? Listen. Then the king will reply. The king will reply. I assure you that when you have done it for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, when you have done it for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you have done it for me. And when I look back at that video, right? When I look back at that video, I mean, I was literally sitting there tearing up during the song, because I believe that's who we are. I believe that's who we are as disciples. I believe that's who we are as children of God. And I wholeheartedly believe that is who we are as the body of Christ that is known as Spring Creek. So I'm going to ask Al to go ahead and play that video, because you don't need to see me on that screen, right? I'm going to have him play that video through the rest of this sermon, and so you can look at that. Maybe you'll see yourself in some of those photos as they're playing, right? The last few years have been nothing but crazy. Am I right? From 2020, the world has just been chaotic and out of whack, so to speak, right? Between COVID here at Spring Creek, we've experienced some pastoral changes more in 4 years than we had in the first 20 years of our congregation, right? And there's been some uncertainty with the future of the United Methodist Church, and uncertainty in the future of the world, what's going on overseas with the war and those countries that are oppressing others. It's just been chaotic over the last couple of years, and I think 2024 should be a year that we restart, we reboot. We get back to who we are, not just as Spring Creek, but as disciples, as individuals, as God's children. Spring Creek has always been a church in action, a church in ministry, a church in ministry, and a church in love, right, that spreads the gospel. If you don't know the history of Spring Creek, I'm going to give you a little background. We started in Knights of Columbus Hall, and before we built this sanctuary, we said, this is not about us. This is about you, God. So we built a habitat house for humanity. Because this is not about us. This is about what you're going to do through us, God. Then several years later, we were going to expand, build another building, whatever, and we said, who are we? We are a church that gives. So we built another habitat house for humanity. Because it's not about us. It's about what you're going to do through us, God. We've been in Guatemala. We've been on mission trips. Susan has taken you for 20 years around the United States, making a difference in children's lives. Every Saturday night, members of this congregation are downtown San Antonio feeding 200 plus homeless. Because it's not about us. Spring Creek has never been about the people sitting in this sanctuary, I don't believe. We have always been a church in mission and in ministry. And if 2024 is going to be anything, I think it's going to be a year that we get back to reaching up, reaching in, and reaching out. Let our focus be on who God is and what God will do through each one of us, whether here collectively or here as individuals, because that's who we are called to be, to clothe the naked, to feed the hungry, to offer water, living water, to those who are thirsty. So this leads us to 2024. Less than 14 hours, it's going to be a new year. And what I see in the new year is opportunity, new starts, new beginnings. Whatever darkness that we might have in our lives, we can let that light of Christ shine brightly in our lives. And then we can go and seek out to be the very light of Christ that shines for the world in this upcoming new year. Many of us are going to make New Year's resolutions. Who's going to raise a hand to say their New Year's resolutions? Anybody going to make New Year's resolutions? Right? Maybe some will be go to the gym, maybe get in shape, right? Maybe run a marathon, right? Maybe it'll be start a new job. Maybe it'll be go back to school. Maybe it'll be a better spouse, a better boss, a better employee, a better child, a better son, a better daughter, better mother, a better father, whatever your resolution is, right? It's an opportunity for a new beginning. And in that resolution, I think our resolution should be Christ-centered. As our church, I think our new resolution needs to be that we are going to be in mission and ministry above all things. I have two New Year's resolutions for me. One is to be better, to be a better version of myself, to love more, to serve more, to give more, to let the light of Christ shine more this year, right? And then the second one is to read this scripture every day. Not just the Matthew scripture, but I printed this scripture out earlier this week, and I've been starting it. And I'm going to start my day every day with this scripture because I think this is how we live in to be in the light of the world and celebrate Christmas each day. If I speak in tongues of human beings and of angels, but I don't have love, I am a clanging gong or a clashing cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and I know all the mysteries and everything else, and if I have such complete faith that I can move mountains, but I don't have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything that I have, hand over my own body to feel good about what I've done, but I don't have love, I receive no benefit. Love is patient. Love is kind. It isn't jealous. It doesn't brag. It isn't arrogant. It isn't rude. It does not seek its own understanding or advantage. It isn't irritable. It doesn't keep a record of complaints. It isn't happy with injustice, but it is happy with the truth. Love puts up with all things, trusts in all things, hopes for all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. Love never fails. If I know one thing about my relationship and my Creator God, is that God doesn't fail and God never does not love who we are. We are God's children, created in God's image, and God loves us. So I believe if our opportunity for this upcoming year as God's children, if we're going to live out this idea of the Christmas story year long, then we have to love. So my prayer and my resolution and my idea for 2024 is, why can't we? Why shouldn't we? Why don't we be the very embodiment of Christ this coming year and love unconditionally the way that God loves us? Because I think if we love first before we do anything else, then we will live out not only the Matthew scripture, but the Corinthian scripture. We will live out the Christmas story each and every day. This idea of the body of Christ known as Spring Creek, this idea of you and you and you and you being the embodiment of love in 2024 is how the world will see the gospel, how we will experience the gospel. Spring Creek has always been a church, not of itself, but of others, by reaching up, reaching in, and reaching out to the least and the lost in the world. I think it's time that we get back to that. I think it's time that we get back as who we are as God's children and remember whose we are, not just who we are. Because this morning, I don't want to be anywhere else on the last day of 2024 but standing right here, looking out at all your beautiful smiling faces, some new and some old, some really old, Dawn. But I'm going to end with this. As we continue to celebrate and live out this idea of the Christmas story, not just this past week, but for the entire 2024, may we continually praise God in all things and in all ways. May we live into these scriptures, who we are as children of the King, children of the King, and people of the light for all the world, so that the very face of Jesus would radiate from each one of us. That, I believe, is how we reach up, we reach in, and we reach out to the world. We love, we serve, we shine. We love, we serve, Jesus shines. We love, we serve, Jesus shines. It's not complicated, brothers and sisters. And how do we do that? We get involved. Join a Bible study. Sign up for a mission trip. Sign up to be in mission and ministry somewhere in this congregation or in the world. Whether it's taken to the streets, whether it's going to do a Bible study, whether it's going on a mission trip, whether it's serving on a youth team or serving on a committee, whether it's increasing your tithe or whether it's beginning to tithe, the opportunities are countless before us, brothers and sisters. If we're going to shine the very light of Christ and experience Christmas for 2024, then we got to be a church of doers. We got to be a church that does not think about us, but a church that thinks about others. Because that's who we always have been. It's who we are now, and I pray that's who we continue to be. Let us tackle 2024 with purpose and intentionality, with a song of love and light in our hearts, hope and peace, forgiveness and mercy on our lips and in our hands and feet. Amen.